tree must not be too good. It must not really be talking about life that we have in mind. It must be talking about a life that keeps your mind dead. Give you a green tree and a pine box when you're really gone. Those trees be standing out there in the forest. Green. In the winter. Snowing ice everywhere. Big green tree stand up. You get near it, smells nice. You know what smell, aroma is symbolic of? Spiritual life. Spiritual life. You mean you're going to have spiritual life. We will keep that spiritual life green. Mean it'll be perpetual through all the seasons and hard times. It'll still be spiritual. But where's the production? We want something that bears fruit. Give us something to eat. Grapes, figs, olives, those things we eat and get nourishment. Replace the loss in nutrition and nutrients in our body. They have to sustain the body. But that evergreen tree, all you can do is smell it. A nose job. Ain't nothing going in the stomach. This religion that Allah has given us time in the creation, the order of his creation in the sky and in the earth, and also as well as ourselves also. Now let us think on this beauty for a few minutes. Stars are said to be burning bodies. Bodies that are active. The molecular makeup of those bodies are in action. They're burning. Burning, but not burning up. Or if the eye is burning up, seems to be so slow and so far away, we don't even worry about it, do we? The sun is a burning star. But we don't worry about it burning up. Because by some kind of process, it seems to feed its energy back into itself, and it just continues, like a circulation of energy. Science says that even that's dwindling now, but the degrees are so small, they say people on Earth have no cause to worry about the sun cooling or burning out. So let us think now on those bodies that are fiery bodies as energy masses. And we know that the sun, they say, industry says, is a source of our energy on Earth. The plant, the growth of plant life, animal life that eats the plant, the coal, the oil that's stored in the earth, from the plant and from the animal that were on earth. So they go on to tell us how important the sun is for us, right? So we see a great beauty in this. Mass, fiery mass, giving energy to masses that are cooled. Now think of society now and try to see a type of leadership as a sun. That's all it's trying to ask you. I even hear enough song used to touch me sometimes. Up in the morning, out on the job, work like this, devil for my pay, and go up, that lucky old son has nothing to do but roll around in heaven all day. Well, I never could understand that song. I said, what do you mean have nothing to do but roll around in heaven all day? I saw the sun pulling up in the morning and going across the sky and resting at night and getting up the next morning like clockwork and never calling in a sick report. No, I couldn't understand that song. I said, what do you mean? Rolling around in heaven all that. You know, it made me think he was trying to say the sun was lazy. And I couldn't understand that. That didn't appear to be laziness to me. Now, there are people, individuals, in leadership, and there are governments having a collective body of people that are very much like the sun. And what is wrong with that? Nothing wrong with that. Because if they are truly the sun, that's why the question came in the religious society, the Judaic history. Do our people and our government really represent the sun? Do they really symbolize the sun? They have light. They are fire with knowledge. They're burning up with wisdom and knowledge. But are they really performing the job of the sun? That question came up. So when Jesus was born, a distinction was made. He was called the Son of Righteousness, meaning that there had been other sons who were not sons of righteousness. Now, let's get down to it. What does the Son as a man has to do in order to really be a true symbol or comparison for that symbol it we call sun? He has to give of himself as the sun gives of herself. The sun gives her energy to the dead body. Planets are called dead bodies. They have cooled. They are no more active. The earth is active in its interior. We know that. She has activity in the interior. But on the whole, the earth is not active. The earth is cooled and has rested and cooled.
and it became a dead body. But because of the energy from the active mass, it struck the dead body, and if there is sensitivity in the dead body, if it has water, then it responds to life. Right? And the sun in the sky gives this energy to the earth down here, and it feeds dead matter and brings it to life. And then the earth that was dead comes to life and shows growth and productivity. Right? Yes. Because of that stuff. So the true leader will not just be all lit up, but he will make his life reach the dead, so that the dead can become productive. The sun looks glorious to behold it in the sky, but when the learned person find out how it's feeding life on earth, it becomes even more glorious. If the sun is just a light, okay, that's good. But it is more than a light. It is also a feeder, a grower, making possible life, growth, and productivity. Then it becomes even a richer symbol. It has more glory. Is that right? Yes. So Jesus came as a symbol of the true sun. Give the precious knowledge that God has locked up in creation. Give it to the common people. He became the leader for the common people, the leader for the common masses. And his role was to give the knowledge from on high, that he came down from heaven, to give the knowledge that was on high to the people down here on low, grassroots. Right? That was his job. Now, if the West is truly a Christian society, then they have to live up to that. Now, let us see. The Quran brings it all clear to us. Let us see. By merely having a public school system, the freedom of education, compulsory education, is that enough? No, indeed. No, indeed. That's not enough. Let's stop for a minute and look at the tree. Tree grows up. Its roots get stronger and stronger as its body above the ground gets heavier and heavier. Its roots grow in proportion to the external growth so that the tree will be anchored and not fall over. Right? And its branches branch out so that it will have some kind of balance. If too many branches go out on one side and the growth is not equal on the other side, the tree will break its own self. So the trees grow out with branches in all directions so that it will be balanced. And as it grows up, it grows, the grain grows vertical, so that the weight won't break it so easy. If the tree, if you could imagine a tree having its grain grow horizontal, the least little wind would break that tree. But its stones are going vertical to meet the pressure, so it doesn't break. Everything is happening to make that tree strong. For survival. Is that right? But look what happens now. As it gets older, most of the trees, they produce something. They produce seeds. Some of them produce nuts. They feed life all about them. The least they do is produce seeds. Right? That's the least they do. Produce things. The better trees give you fruit and nuts and good timber for building a house. For many uses. Right? Yes. And I repeat, the least they do is give things. Now, the tree that's been associated with Jesus in the church doesn't even give you a shame. On Palm Sunday, they give you branches from the tree. And it's a tree that grows well. And you can't climb it because you have to be a monkey to climb it. Because it doesn't have branches or hanging low. All its branches are way up to the top. You know more about them than we do in Chicago. You got them all over. All its branches way up to the top. And little bitty thin grass-like blades coming off the leaves can't even give you good shade. Now, if it's not an olive, tree, or date tree, you know, the palm tree also are olive and date. Date palm, olive, right? Yes. But most of those trees like that, they don't give shade, and they take their fruit way out of your reach. Right? And make it very hard for you to climb up to it. Right? Okay. Now, you know, that's the learned in society. The learned people in society, they are like that. They stand up real straight. And they want their head to go as high as it can. Your dude ain't nothing but 5 feet four, but he got a doctorate degree and he holds himself like this. Yes, yes, what you say? Yes, yes. Well, I'll talk to you about that tomorrow. But see, Jesus wasn't that kind of a person. But they have associated him with that kind of a tree. The energy that exists in the earth, it only shows us round body of light and light being reflected off here, right? So that we can see the material objects in our life. All right? Okay. But as that energy reaches the earth from the sun, and the earth incorporates that energy into its own productive body, we see then growth in a pattern. Growth in a pattern. Structural growth. And it suggests to man that he ought to think in patterns. That he ought to think structurally. Is that right? Now, look. The sun shined, the sun was a source of the energy. But the earth is the one manifested. It was manifest in the earth what was in the sun. The sun doesn't show us any structural growth. Sun doesn't show us any pattern of behavior. It's the earth that receives that shows us that. Now, should man be the sun? Now, if anybody is a symbol of the sun, it's God and his word. Man has to produce. Right? Man is the one that shows what God has for man's growth. Man should be a teacher. The earth is a teacher. The sun may be a leader, but the earth is a teacher. Right? All right. Now, so man, he should not be so interested in being the light of the world. No, Allah is the light of the world. Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. Right? Oh, yes. And his light is not only like the sun, but his light also can be seen in the olive. Chapter noon of the Quran. His light can be seen in the olive. A tree that grows up. And it bears a fruit that is nourishing and filling. You know, olives are filling like meat. They ain't cherries, man. They're olives. And you eat about a handful of olives, you can make it. I'm not telling anybody to live off of olives, but if you happen to get desperate and you can't find nothing but some olives, you eat a handful of them, and I'm telling you, your stomach will feel full again. And they chew like meat. But look, this olive has something else special about it. Not only will it fill my stomach, but it will also give me its essence that I can use for preserving my food. Oh, you know, men used to preserve their food with olive oil. They take it and wrap it, toss it and wrap it good, then put olive oil on it, bury it in the sand, and preserve it. So the oil was also a means of preserving. In fact, they still use it. Still use oil for preserving too. But there's another advantage. He could take that oil and put it in a lamp or a wick. And at night when the sun goes down, he could still read his letters and write his message and study his documents. Right? Yes. So isn't the tree, isn't the growth in the earth more rewarding to us than the sun outside? Though the sun is feeding the whole earth, the energy, but we can't reach the sun to get it. The earth is the place, the meeting place. And isn't it written in the Quran that he has made the earth for you as a meeting place? As a meeting place. A place where you find your livelihood, a place where you get your rest, a place where you die, a place from which you get your resurrection, and a meeting place. Right? All of this is said of the earth. And he said he has created you and put you in the earth as a growth, as an ibad, as a plant that grows. To be anchored, structured in the earth. But what is the first urge of that dead seed that we put in the earth? The first urge is to get to the sun. Right? The first urge is to get to the sun. More energy. More life. More energy. But as soon as it gets to the sun, it starts going the other way. It says, this energy must be put into the earth. So the little seed and the little plant, it pops up out of the soil first, and it doesn't have to have nothing but a little small millimeter of depth. You almost drop it on the surface of the soil, right? And the moisture comes, and the heat, and the sun comes, and it pops up and starts growing. But as soon as it responds to the light of the sun, it realizes almost simultaneously that it must anchor itself in the earth. Right? So it anchors itself in the earth, and by anchoring itself in the earth, it gets more growth. It has strength to hold its growth. Right? And that's the way it begins to respond. It says, sun, earth. Sun, earth. Sun, earth. Sun, earth. But they tell us to say, sky, sky. Sky, sky. Sky, sky. We have to say, sky, earth. Sky, earth. Sky, earth. Because Allah says he has created us like a plant. This brings us now to the word itself for the body we call Earth. Planet. What is planet? What is a majorette? Planet. A planet is a small plant. Thank you. A planet is a small plant. So we are on Earth. It's called a planet. It's a small planet. We have to live by a plan on this planet. Don't live by emotion, impulse. Come out of the temple. Come into the masjid. Don't live by tempo. 1, 2, 3, 4, hut, hut, six, hut, 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 three, four. And if it ain't that tempo, it's ding, 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 ding. And you know, it's just the alcohol, it's just tempo. So the thing they hold you with is hypnotic. It's working on your tempo to keep you temperamental and in time with the beat. Preacher can preach his tongue out, preach his eyeballs out on his jaw. And look, he might not get any response.
Amen.
But let him bring in a tempo. And it. Life comes into the body. But it's a bad life. It's time the spirit make a sane person behave like an epileptic or something. That's a bad life. They're jerking like they got muscle spasms. Eyes start rolling their heads. Everything lost. Everything go away. Everything lost. Eyeballs. I see an eyeball that's roller. Yeah. It means that they have totally lost all control of themselves. They get up. They go back home exhausted. But happy, relaxed. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Brain hasn't grown a bit. That grief experience didn't increase the brain power at all. So a planet is called a small planet. Planets exist in bear flower and then a fruit. Right? Yes. Now, the fruit comes, and look, before the fruit came, or the flower, no regeneration for the seed. But with the flower, and the fruit, a regeneration for the tree. Right? Now, the flower, maybe it didn't give us nothing but beauty. It did with something, didn't it? Maybe it didn't give us nothing but just beauty. It fed our aesthetic need in us. It gave us beauty, and it gave us the aroma that we breathe into our bodies, and it lifts our spirits, even filled us internally. Right? Yes. But when it goes on to another stage and give us something to feed the flock, we love it even more. We love it so much, we cherish it. We take the fruit and we eat the fruit, and we say, this seed must be guarded. We guard the seed. Now here the tree has done us a good deed. And now we are doing the tree a good deed. We are guarding its future. We guard its future. Why? Because we see it as precious. It's going to give up again. So we save the seed, we put it somewhere where it won't rot. And when time comes, season comes, put it in the ground. And up comes another tree. Right? From a dead seed. But we didn't throw the dead seed away. We took it from things that would cause it to rot. We protected it. Cast it as gold. Why? Because the tree did something to us. We found that seed in our Christmas gift. The good fruit that it fed us gave to feed our body. Inside was a seed. So we ate the fruit and we said, I would like to have this fruit again. This is a precious seed. So we be loyal and faithful to the seed of that tree, and we protect that seed against harm and destruction. We put that seed back in a proper place for its life for generation to generation. The tree comes back from one seed. And then give us bushel bells. Bushel bells of fruit again. Right? And many, many seeds from that one seed. Is that right? Now, if Allah said there are signs in these things for us, then let us get the benefit of it. What is that saying to us? Give and receive. Receive and give. That's what it's saying. The tree gave. The tree receives protection from us. The tree that gives nothing, we don't protect it. We let the cows knock it down. We let the wild animals kill it. The insects eat it up. We don't care. It ain't no use for us. But if it's of use to us, we protect that tree. So a thing that gives, receives. And then we take and we get the benefit from it. And look, one farmer said, it's not nothing. He had never seen any picture as beautiful as a tree. How poor thing about the beauty of a tree. Something has become so endeared. Something has become so loved by the people. Why? Because man sees utility, man sees knowledge, wisdom, and character, utility in that tree. Now you want to become a citizen? Better get better treatment? Become more productive. Become more productive for your society. Prophet Muhammad said, the best of you is the one who is most useful in his society. And then the people of the ghetto, they're down, they're nothing, you know. They're weak. They can't produce. They'll never be anything. The black folks are just nothing. Well, I think I just said black folks because most of us are black. You want to stop that? Then take the guidance of God, take the word of God, let it enter your heart, let it inspire you, let it push you, motivate you to action that is productive, and in time, we will change the world's mind concerning us. Not only will we change change the world. Mine can turn it up. We will change the world teaching it out of us. Because when you are useful to society, even your enemy thinks twice and three times and ten times before he stomps you out. Because what fool will kill the goose that lays the golden egg? Don't you know your strength and your security depend on you becoming useful in society? And where is there any human realization for a man or a woman, or a girl or a boy, if it's not in the growth of the intellect? Because after all, we are by scientific description, intellect. That's what distinguishes us from animals. We can have everything on an animal level. You can't get any sex charge any greater than a gorilla. You can't beat the animals in sex bed. That's right. That animal will wear you out. You can't compete with the animal in your sex bed. You can't compete with him physically. Throw the strongest Muhammad Ali. Throw the strongest wrestler. Throw the greatest weightlifter. In a cage with one of those apes. Or one of those baboons. And you will see a quick round over. That's right. We ain't no match when it comes to muscle for the animal. And we ain't no match when it comes to sex for the animal. So what advantage do we have over the animal if it's not moral excellence that comes about because of an intellect? Don't let this world deprive you of your dignity. You're a human being. And this world wants you to stay an animal. So they give you animal music. Animal influences. Animal routines. Because they want you to be an animal to keep you out of the human heaven. They don't want you to come into the human quarters of productivity and excellence. They don't want you to share that. They want to keep you on an animal level. Show me the people that respond the most to their animal invitation, and I'll show you the people that are inferior in that society. Think about it. Think about it. Stop blaming other people now for your shortcomings. When the truth comes, you don't have any excuse. Accept life and live. Now, in my conclusion, and I didn't intend to hold you this long, I intend to make this hour and a half, but I've gone not way over time. Now let us look at the human being in the flesh, how he grows up from a little baby and matures. The sign of his maturity is what? Sex. That he can reproduce. Right? When the woman and the little girl is mature physically, he can reproduce. When the little boy is mature physically, he can reproduce. We call it puberty, I believe. That stage wherein they are fertile and can reproduce. Right? And that's the time when you're most active. That's the time when your mind is most active. When your body is most active. During those years of puberty, fertility, sexual fertility, the individual soul of so much energy. Right? Oh, he's the best for fighting the war. They want him. They don't want the old buffalo. They want him to fight the war. They want him in the new industry. They want him in the college. Right? Now, they ain't got the old fellow too, but they ain't too happy, did they? You know, ain't no celebration when he comes in. They want the youth. Right? Yes. They want the youth because they realize at that time he's bursting with energy. And they want to direct and harness those energies for production. Right? All right. Now, what does this tell us? Allah has said to us, these things are signs. Then let us see what this tells us. This tells us that when a man matures, when a male and female mature, and they get to the peak of their strength, when they're in the heyday of their biological life, they are also in the heyday of their intellectual life. Now, some of us miss it because we let our energy and attention go to the wrong things. And in an older age, we slow down and we're able to go back to school and catch up or do something in our late years. But the best time is when they're young and active, right? All right. Now, what does this tell us? This tells us that when you get a lot, the natural body says, yes. The urge in me says, get a woman. The urge in that youthful girl says, get a man. And we get each other and there's another life. Yes. Here's another life now to benefit from our energy. Yes? And it ain't gonna have no demand on it until it gets to the peak. And then it's going to get the earth. They go and meet. Yes.
I hope you can see that.
Allah, through His creation, is telling us that if you want the best, build the best. And to whom much is given, much is expected. Now, isn't it wonderful that the Almighty Creator has given us an incentive for our own survival and growth? That once we see it, we say, there's got to be a loving Lord. Now, for me to plant my seed in a mate and become two people, it's a great thing, man. I got more company, so I need something. I'm a gregarious creature. I'm a social creature. I'm a gregarious creature. I need more company, right? So I got more company, but now pretty soon I see he got muscle, and now I'm getting more weak. Good job, Dad. We got you, boy. I didn't know what was going on when me and Sally was doing that thing, but I'm glad it happened, boy. The old man needs another hand.